is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, Murder Underground. In the metropolis, the riverfront by day presents a noisy, boisterous cross-section of our city life. The docks are crowded with shouting workers. The air is filled with the sound of motors, the creak of giant cranes, the grunting and puffing of tiny tugs and mighty ocean liners. And from above, we hear the steady hum of motor cars as they travel in an endless stream across the bridge that spans the river. This, then, is the riverfront by day. But at night, we find a different picture. A quiet, an unearthly quiet descends upon the scene. The docks are deserted now. And from the river itself, we hear only the mournful moan of a lone tramp steamer slipping out to the open sea. A cold, damp fog embraces the street and the buildings on it. A blinding fog, an eerie, mysterious fog that masks the movement of those who live within it. At night, no one is ever seen on these streets. They are heard. They are felt. But never seen. Meet the shadow of the bridge in a fog-shrouded building. Two of these people of the night are to be found. A mother and her son. The son is just returning home.
Who's that?
Mary Johnny.
Did you tell the boys?
Yeah. Thanks to the fog. I'm pulling the boat in under the house now.
Good. What's after this time?
A load of silk. They just landed it this morning. I've been chasing the job all day. It ain't gonna be easy.
It's never easy. Where's the stuff?
Warehouse 9. They got 4 watchmen on the job.
You've taken care of that many before, son.
I know, but the heat's on now. Since that last job, we pulled west and doubled the number of coppers on river patrol.
You've taken care of them before, too.
Yeah, and I can take care of them again. What was that?
What?
That noise from upstairs.
Well, you heard no noise.
Somebody's upstairs, and I'm going to find out who.
Oh, wait a minute. So wait. No, don't get excited.
Oh, there is someone there, huh? Who is it?
Just a boarder.
A boarder?
Yes, he moved in today.
Where'd he come from?
He bought an apple from my stand. Poor chap was looking for a place to live, he was. So I brought him here and rented him a room.
Up to your old tricks, huh?
Oh, what's the mean, son?
You don't know why you brought that guy here.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about them slot machines the cops have got stolen under the bridge.
Oh, no.
You're planning to drop that guy through the hole you got in the back wall, make him bust open the machines and hand you up the nickels. And then leave him for the rats.
Now, look here, son.
That's what you've done with the last guy.
He's just a boarder, son.
Look, I'm running $1 million business here, see? $1 million business and hijacked goods. And you're going to spoil the whole thing for a measly handful of nickels.
That ain't so. That ain't so at all.
You're getting that bum out of here right now.
All right.
There's the signal. Boys are down below in the boat. I'm going to go. We should be back here by midnight. Keep a lookout. If there's any patrol boats around, have a light on in the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, no.
And get rid of that guy.
Oh, I suppose I must get rid of him. But I hate to pass up all that money. Oh, my. Mr. Magoli?
Yes?
Would you come down here, please?
Oh, okay.
Why does Johnny let me do this?
Well, what is it, ma'am?
I must ask you to leave.
Why? What's wrong?
My son. My son don't want me to take in boarders.
I see. Well, let me have my rent money back then.
Your money back? You want your money back?
Well, certainly. I paid you a week in advance, didn't I?
What? I don't want to give up the money. It's mine now. See, it's mine.
Well, look, either give me back the money or I stay here.
You'll stay if you don't get the money?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Well, I tried. I tried to make you go, didn't I? And you refused. So there's nothing I can do about it, is there?
No, ma'am. Not a thing.
And then, as long as you're staying here, Mr. Magoni, I have a little favor I want you to do for me. A little favor for a poor old lady. Come with me. Come along. Come with me. That's it. Keep hammering. It won't be long now.
Hey, what's that?
You stop now.
There's rats down here.
Big fella like you, I've got to let a few rats bother him, are you?
They're all around my feet. The floor's covered with them.
Oh, listen, we've got to get that money. All those nickels. Just think of them, Mr. Maloney. Hurry.
Hurry, right.
Good now. Keep hammering. You'll break the machine's open in no time. That's it. Now tie that bucket to the rope. I'll pull it up.
I can't find a rope. Roll the line a little.
There you are.
These rats
are
crawling over my
legs now. Oh, you fool. Tie that bucket to the rope. There's no time to lose.
I found it.
That's it. Now I'll pull it up here. Here it comes.
Hurry up.
Here it comes. At last, I've got it.
Hurry, lower the rope for me. The rats are crawling all around me.
It's mine, all of it mine.
Hey, put that money right down and lower that rope. The rats are coming and going.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being a thief.
River Street.
Gosh, Lamont. Imagine living in a house like that.
Mm.
It's built right against the base of the bridge. Wonder if I... Oh, goodness, Lamont, did you see that?
Yes, I saw it.
That cat ran right in front of me, almost tripped me.
That wasn't a cat, Margo.
Well, what was it?
A rat.
Lamont, a rat? That size?
Yes. Common sight here on the riverfront.
Good
especially
heavens.
At night. Maybe I better ring again. No one seems to.
Yes? Can I be an assistant?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the landlady?
I'm the owner of this house.
I see. Well, I wonder if we might see Mr. Joseph Magoni, please.
Magoni?
Yes, I understand that he's living here with you. My name is Cranston. Mr. Magoni was a former gardener of mine.
What reason have you to believe that he lives here?
Well, I received a postcard from him this morning asking for his old job back.
Are you sure you have the right address?
Why, yes. You have the card there, haven't you, Margo?
Yes, here it is. You see? The address is 6 River Street.
This is 6 River Street, all right. But I have no rumors at all right now. The house is vacant.
Oh, I see.
Sorry not to be able to help you.
Well, that's quite all right.
I'll keep an eye out for him, though. I'll remember his name. Magoni, did you say?
Yes, Joseph Magoni.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, what do you suppose could have happened to him, Lamont?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Well, there's no way of finding him tonight. I guess you'll just have to wait until you hear from him again. He'll probably send another card or something.
Margo.
What?
Quicken your pace. Not noticeably.
What is it?
I hear footsteps behind us. Someone's following us.
Oh, I see.
Get away a minute, you two.
And we just stopped one.
Now, where are you running off to?
It's a policeman,
Mark. You know, don't you know that?
Holy smokes, it's Mr. Cranston.
That's right.
How are you, Kelly?
Oh, fine, sir, fine.
I'm after thinking that I've created a couple of desperate characters.
you know Miss Lane, don't you?
No, didn't I waltz with her at the policeman's ball?
Oh, no, wonderful waltz it was, Mr. Kelly.
Thanks to you, ma'am. But tell me, what brings you people down to a neighborhood like this?
Well, I was looking for a man who used to work for me, but we couldn't even locate him.
What is that?
Police patrol boat. A bit of trouble up in the river, I guess. That ain't no novelty down here. Well, we'll cut through this tunnel and under the bridge. It's the shortest way to the center of town.
Officer, what's behind all these iron doors?
City storage vault. They keep confiscated slot machines and their kinds and all of them. They don't destroy them till they get a court order.
Wouldn't be bad to get in here and get all that money.
You wouldn't be saying that, ma'am, if you knew what it was like inside. There was a man who found that out only last week.
Oh, what happened, Kelly?
It's a gruesome story. It happened just a week ago tonight. Me and another cop are walking through the tunnel here, just like we are now. It's a bitter cold night and the wind is howling like a lipstick banshee. And above the wind, faintly at first, we hear the cry of a human voice from inside the vault.
Kelly, did you hear that?
Yes, it sounds like someone in the vault. We'd better investigate.
But that place is full of rats. Half-starved man-eating rats. We can't go in there.
I've got the keys here, and I'm going in. Get your club ready, McCaffrey.
Right.
Flash your light.
Mother of mercy. Look at them rats. Millions of them.
Look over there in the corner. It's a man. The body of a man.
Sure, we can never get through to him, Kelly. We've got to call the riot squad quick.
By the time the riot squadron got there, nothing was left of the poor devil.
Oh, how did he get in there?
We never found out. But you know, ever since then, every night when I pass by here, I keep thinking I hear the voice of that unfortunate man crying out against them demons, and
I just imagined I heard it then.
That's not your imagination. There is someone in there.
Kelly, hold this key. I'll wait here.
Give it to me quickly.
Hurry, Lamont. Oh, the crying has stopped. He's given up.
Now stand back, Marlo. I'm opening the door.
Oh!
Hello.
Close the door quickly.
Yes.
Get that swarm inside, right?
Yeah.
He's unconscious.
Help me turn him over, Kelly.
Is he dead, Lamont?
Yes. You know who this is? It's the man we've been looking for. It's Joe Magone.
Dropping around to the mouth tomorrow morning to identify the body. Now, will you, Mr. Cranston?
I'll be there, Kelly.
Is there any place near here that we can get a cup of coffee off to, Kelly? My nerves need a bit of steadying.
Yes, ma'am. Right at the end of the tunnel.
Oh,
I'll walk you down.
Thank you.
When you talk to headquarters, Kelly, did you get word through to the commissioner that I wanted to have McGoney's death investigated?
I did that, sir. But the commissioner said he had no time for it tonight.
Oh, why not?
There's the devil to pay in this neighborhood right now. A gang of river pirates just looted Warehouse 9. Every available man on the force is combing the district for them. Well, here's your lunch room. I'll have to be leaving, you know.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for all you've done.
Not at all, sir. Good night, dear ma'am.
Good night.
Good night.
Come on, Margo. Let's go inside.
Hey, what about that apple pie? Run it off.
Lamar, can we put it at the counter or one of the tables?
Well, I think a table would be better, Mona. You know, just one coffee?
Yeah, after all, huh?
All right.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. We'd like two cups of coffee, please.
Two cups of delicious coffee, right?
For that experience, coffee will be mighty welcome.
Well.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Mary.
Hello.
Yes, you're looking
look.
What?
There's the woman who entered the door. Number
let
six.
Me look some nice eyes. Yeah. You must have bought a bottle of apples today.
I had a very good day. People are very kind to a poor old woman like me.
Yes.
Come on. Look at that pile.
I don't know if I can give you bills for all those nickels tonight, Mary. I haven't got that much money in the place.
Don't be grateful for as much as you can spare me.
How about $5 worth?
That'll be fine. I'll just count them out here.
All right. Here you are. 2 cups of coffee. Delicious.
Thank you. Oh, say, waiter.
Yes?
That old lady standing at the counter. Just what does she do?
Old Mary? She's got an apple stand up on the bridge.
Oh? She seems to do very well at it.
Sure. Well, she don't often make as much as she's got tonight. She usually only sells about $1 worth. You see, must run into one of the philanthropists.
Yes. I'll pay for these now.
More nickels?
Keep the check.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know why, Margot, but I sense a vague connection between all those nickels that the old lady made today and the nickels in the machines under the bridge.
You mean that you think that she does know something about Montgomery?
Well, it's worth investigating. When our old apple vendor leaves, we're following her. I'm curious to learn just what goes on at number 6 River Street.
My son. And he don't like snoopers, see? He's got a way of taking care of them.
Yeah, and I got a way of taking care of you, too.
What?
I heard what this guy said about Magoni.
No, Sonny, I just...
Oh, you've done it again, huh? You didn't get rid of Magoni like I told you.
I couldn't help it, Sonny,
And you're so hungry for nickels, you'd spoil our chances for $1 million.
Please, no, Johnny,
right. She did do away with him. Knowing that ain't gonna do you no good now, brother.
What do you mean?
You'll find out.
The rest, Johnny, the rest. He'll make mighty nice company for the rat, he
will. Get going, buddy. You don't think you can get away with this, do you? Open the trap door, Ma.
Gladly. Gladly,
Sonny. Now, there's a rope hanging down there. Lower yourself down on it.
Your little stunt won't work.
Lower yourself or I'll shove you down.
Very well. Now, let go.
You've got to make noise, son, for the rat. It's all the others were killed. The sound of the
hammering
attracted the rest.
Okay, we'll make noise. Plenty of it.
Hey! Hey! The rest are coming out in droves.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it. Happy time, brother.
Well, what is it? I was looking for the gentleman who was here with me earlier this evening.
Oh, yes. Come in. Come in.
Thanks.
Right this way.
More company, Ma?
Yes. This young lady is looking for a gentleman friend.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but where is he?
He's down below in the storage vault.
In the vault?
Yeah. Having a little conference with the rat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just when I tell you quiet, like...
Oh, you've got to let him out. He'll be killed.
Ain't that funny? Same idea come to me.
Oh, my Johnny smart, he is.
He's seen both of you.
And now, sister, we wasted enough time on visitors tonight. We're getting rid of you quick.
Get your hands off me.
Open up the trap door, Ma.
No, no, you can't.
The answer is yes, I'll be ready for you by now.
What was that?
Oh, thank you. And who was that, baby? Who just talked?
I think you've heard of me. As the shadow.
The shadow?
Yes. I thought you'd know me.
What are you doing here?
I've come to put an end to your evil doing.
What do you mean by that?
I'm aware of the work that both of you have done tonight. You already have sent two men to face death in that rat hole.
Oh, no. No,
and
no.
Your son, even now, has a boatload of stolen goods planted beneath this house.
You're crazy.
I arrived here just in time to prevent you from sending that girl to her doom as well. I think you know that sound well enough to realize the police will be up here any minute.
Right, and you're to blame, Mother.
Yes,
with your petty larceny nickel grabbing, you ruin everything.
You'd better prepare to give yourselves up. There'll be no escape.
No, no, we can still get out of here.
Not with the police at your front door, you can't.
There's more ways than one of getting out of this joint, Shadow. And you and nobody else are stopping us, see?
Put out the light.
Yeah, that's right, sister. Now all of us are on even terms. Come on, Ma, we're making a break for the boat.
That was quick thinking, son. Where are you now?
Over here by the door.
Well, Mr. Shadow, you ain't so smart after all, are you? We're getting out.
Ma! What happened, Ma?
Call him through the trap door.
Oh, no.
Ma! Ma, you all right?
Hey, Sonny, the rat. The rat has come out. I can see them by my face.
Here, I'll reach it down for you, Ma.
Hey.
Try to grab my hand.
Let's go see a Mickey Mouse.